Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday, happy Veterans Day. Today we've got quite a bit of news out of China. We do have some news on the Tesla Semi and some updates on Tesla charging, some pretty interesting stuff there as well. Do bear with me today as we've got a little bit of a different setup. Hopefully everything is still working okay. Let me know in the comments if there are any issues though. All right, so we're starting off a little bit earlier here as I do have to catch a flight later today, so we don't have the full final stock price yet, but Tesla faring pretty well. Alongside the markets this afternoon. Right now, we're up about 2.5% at about $195 per share. The NASDAQ also up about 2% on the day. So a little bit of an underperformance, probably relative to our beta, but still outperforming the market, kind of like we had seen yesterday. Obviously, the open question still of whether or not Elon Musk has been selling or is continuing to sell. So hopefully we'll get some more information on that tonight. Unfortunately, won't be able to be on Form 4 watch with the traveling, but obviously we'll keep an eye on that as we move through the end of the day today. So one of the reasons the market's probably up today, in addition to, I think, just a continued, impact from the CPI report and the good news that we had there earlier this week, some probably good news here for the market as well in terms of China. China pivoting a little bit on their zero COVID policies, or, you know, at least reducing restrictions a little bit. Still, obviously, some of those things in place, but reducing their quarantine requirements for travelers. They're reducing some penalties on airlines and also limiting their contact tracing and some of the other things around that in terms of the quarantines that they've had in place and things like that. So a bit of a pivot in their strategy, which, just like we talk about the CPI, it's expectations based. If people see that this starting to happen in China, hopefully that signals that more of that would be to come, at least if you're looking at it from an economic or a market perspective. So I think the market responding positively to that today. The Chinese markets were up significantly as well. So we talked about the Form 4 stuff. Hopefully we'll have clarity on that at least for Wednesday earlier tonight. We still won't know for sure about Thursday and Friday until next week, but probably would get those in bunches. All right, so the first of our Tesla-specific China stories here, we've got a few, is a report from Reuters earlier today that Tesla is considering exporting China-made vehicles to the U.S. We talked about why this might be a possibility with the new bill introduced in the House that could change the electric vehicle tax credit. And with that change, could open up a possibility that maybe Tesla would want to do that to take advantage of higher demand in the US that maybe they can't quite spool up enough supply for. So that still would be a possibility. But Elon replying to this, just a simple one-word tweet here this morning, saying false. So I guess we can kind of move on from that thesis for now. You know, maybe there's some possibility that this would change if that bill were introduced in the House, and I think Tesla would want to keep their options open if that were the case. It might make a lot of sense to do that at that point in time, but at least right now, Elon's saying no plans to do that. We've also got a report here from Tesmanian. So they are reporting on some comments from Grace Tao, one of Tesla's vice presidents in China, and apparently Tesla is planning to double their investments and future plans in the Chinese market. Now, this report is a little bit vague. We don't know the exact quote that is being taken away that gives Tesmanian this headline, but just some general comments in here that they're reporting on from Grace Tao, you know, saying we hope to play a bigger role in China's goals for advancing, reducing emissions and things of that nature. So I wish there was a little bit more clarity on this. You know, obviously, I think we all still expect Tesla to continue to grow in China, you know, even with my recent comments on what we're seeing with the insurance subsidy and things like that. Certainly my expectation would be for Tesla to continue growing, continue to work their average selling prices down as they grow. Again, that's not necessarily a concern. It's all just a question of margin and kind of how that all shakes out. But hopefully Tesla can continue to expand and bring costs down and continue to address bigger markets. Now, on that point, on the insurance bonus, I do have a bit of an update here. I've been doing more research on this last couple of days because there's been a little bit of confusion about how this has changed, the structure of this bonus has changed over time. So if we look at this, I've gotten some clarity. Basically, the question is around when the subsidy or when this insurance bonus started, when it went away, and if this new bonus that we saw implemented on November 8th is actually new, or if it's really just a continuation of something that we have seen. And it's kind of important to understand if it is new, just because if it's something that has been consistently available and Tesla is just reiterating that, then it's a little bit less of a situation where we had this price cut and then we had a reaction to the price cut and more of just this has been here consistently. So it changes the analysis quite a bit. So like I said, I've been doing some research on this. Here's what I have learned. When Tesla implemented the new price cuts on October 24th, which of course we talked about, they said that orders, hopefully you guys can see that, orders that were placed on October 24th cannot enjoy the insurance rebates at the same time. So what originally happened with the rebate, I just got like a quick summary here, just kind of walk through how this structured. Sorry, it's terrible formatting, but on a tight time schedule today. Anyway, so of course, in mid-September, they implemented that 8,000 RMB bonus, about $1,100, that ran from starting September 16th through the end of Q3. So that was September 30th. After that, Tesla did end up extending this, and this was something that I missed. So they did lower it to 7,000 RMB, so pretty inconsequential lowering there, just, you know, a couple hundred dollars, if that. And then that ran from October 1st, and it was supposed to run through the end of the quarter. So it was October 1st through December 31st. And when Tesla eventually did then lower the price, we see this clause that effectively ends up removing it. So you had 8,000 in September, you had 7,000 to October 23rd, you had the price cuts, and then it did drop to zero. So through that period of time, it was at zero. And then, like we had talked about earlier this week, it did come back. So I've seen a lot of confusion on this, partially responsible for some of that confusion because I missed this 7,000 reduction the first time. So apologies for that, but hopefully this brings a lot of clarity. And I don't think it would really change any of the comments that I had, because again, Tesla is, in this case, dropping the price and then re-implementing this bonus. So I think all the comments that we walked through in laboriously earlier this week, I think are still all valid, but hopefully that makes sense. And then of course, Tesla intending to drop that to 4,000 RMB on December 1st. No change there, but of course we'll watch that as it comes. All right, next up here, we've got an update on Tesla charging. So we've talked about this before. There's been a petition, change.org petition, to make the Tesla connector the standard connector in North America or the United States. Tesla now making moves to try to make that happen. So they're talking about opening up the North American charging standard, which is what they are now going to be calling their adapter. So instead of just the Tesla connector, they're going to call it the NACS, the North American Charging Standard. And they are opening this up along with all the technical details here for other companies to use as they would wish. So this would be awesome. As you can see here, this is the Tesla connector in comparison to CCS. And although it's got wide adoption outside of Tesla vehicles, certainly a lot clunkier, a lot more cumbersome. You've got the little latch on there that, you know, clips things in place. All things that you don't have to deal with the Tesla connector, much smaller, much simpler. And Tesla does say here that this is going to be capable of charging up to 1 megawatt. So of course we've seen Tesla do about a quarter of that with the current V3 superchargers, but as Tesla continues to bring those rates up, it looks like they'll still be able to just use these same connectors to get that powerful rate of charge. And it also suggests, as we had walked through math before with the Tesla Semi, because that is a different connector, this would be even higher. Although now that I'm saying that, I'm kind of second guessing it. I think that's the case though. So we'd walk through the math on that and we're thinking maybe that was approaching 2 megawatts. So we'll see on that. But either way, it's a lot of power packed in a tiny package here. I really hope other people adopt this. I don't know if they will, because obviously, you know, it's Tesla technology, even if they are opening it up. So we'll have to see on that. In Tesla's documents, they did disclose that this is capable, or compatible rather, with vehicle to X. So they define vehicle to X as vehicle to load, vehicle to home, vehicle to grid, power transfer. So although we don't see Tesla vehicles capable of doing that today, that is capability that the system has, which, you know, hopefully we will see leveraged at some point in time, whether from Tesla, hopefully from Tesla, or maybe somebody else that chooses to adopt the standard. So we'll see where that goes, but exciting to see that step in that direction. Hopefully that will kind of take hold. All right, next here we've got an update from Martin, Tesla's head of investor relations. So he says, if you want to attend the Tesla Semi delivery event as a retail shareholder, please make sure you have verified shareholder status on our investor relations website. So we talked before about how you can go to Tesla IR and do this. You know, you can put in your share accounts or link it with your brokerage. And for this event in particular, one share of Tesla would be one entry into the raffle for this semi-delivery event, which of course we do expect to be sometime in December based on previous comments from Elon and from Pepsi. So we'll see. We don't really know anything about that event yet, but we didn't really know that that was going to be an event. So exciting to see that. And hopefully, you know, we'll have some people in the audience that get to attend. It'll be very cool. The other update on the Tesla Semi. So Olympus Dev here on Twitter noting that in Tesla's newest iOS update, they have added the 3D model or the rendering for the Tesla Semi in the app. So we get to see some pretty cool photos here of that model. And beyond that, I think it's just exciting to see it show up and give us another concrete step towards that first delivery, hopefully here in a couple of weeks. All right, last few items, just a couple of kind of updates on Twitter. This one is Tesla crossover, though. So The Verge gave a bit of a transcript of what Elon said in that all hands meeting yesterday. So we talked about some of those comments. It was just loose reporting so far. We hadn't really heard the full context. So I did want to just walk through one of the snippets that we had talked through yesterday. So Elon in the meeting saying that you may have read, I sold a bunch of Tesla stock. The reason I did that was to save Twitter, not because I lack faith in Tesla. I think Tesla stock is going to be worth an immense amount in the future. I sold the stock for Twitter to keep Twitter alive. And the reason that we are going hardcore with subscribers is to keep Twitter alive. There's going to probably be a year or two of serious recession that, again, will disproportionately affect us. And we're going to get through that and not be dead. That's the reason for the priority there. So we'd heard yesterday, you know, Elon said that he was selling stock to keep Twitter alive. I think this gives it in more context. First, it's sort of past tense. You may have read that I sold a bunch of Tesla stock. The reason I did that, not the reason that I am doing that necessarily. And it's nice to just have that missing context that we had yesterday. Not because I lack faith in Tesla. I think Tesla is going to be worth an immense amount in the future. So although maybe not ideal in terms of what we're looking for, it is nice to at least have that context and kind of hear that reiteration of Elon's faith in Tesla, which of course hopefully was clear on the Q3 call. But now that Elon has sold, I know that that puts those words in a different light for some people, not really for me personally, but certainly understand those feelings. Elon also today kind of reiterating a message here. I guess since I scrolled up, I gotta show that now, but just a meme that he had posted previously, and he said, 2023 will probably be tough, but my companies are positioned well. So again, reiterating that he feels good about where things are at. And then just a kind of final update, we had talked yesterday about how Yoel Roth and Robin Wheeler had both reportedly resigned from Twitter. Robin Wheeler last night tweeting out, I am still here. So she is still at Twitter. Apparently what happened based on reporting, you know, who knows how accurate it is, but initial report was that she had resigned. Elon talked to her, convinced her to stay. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But just for now, Robin Wheeler, who again was the host of the Twitter Spaces that we had talked about earlier this week, you know, was or is still at Twitter. All right. That'll wrap it up for today then. So as always, thank you for listening. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And I think we're going to see you Monday again. I've got sort of a weird schedule tomorrow or next week. So just bear with me on that. Follow me on Twitter and I'll try to keep people updated on what that schedule is going to look like. But I think we'll probably be able to have an episode on Monday. So we'll see you next week. And again, have a great weekend. Thank you.